Well, Tom, here we are at Donington Park for the season launch. 2 weeks until the season gets underway. You're doing what most people have been doing this morning, looking out the window.
Meerkatting.
Meerkatting. It's been horrible, the weather today, hasn't it? Hopefully some better testing tomorrow. But how's testing been going so far? Have you got many miles under the...
We have done quite a few.
Yeah.
We've done quite a few. We've done 3 days at Anglesey, start of March, which turns out is a really nice place to be. I was expecting it to be rubbish, and it was actually really, really nice weather. We had beautiful sunshine, not a cloud in the sky for 3 days. So we did 3 days at Anglesey, which was really useful. We then went and did another couple of days at Brands Hatch. We had the official day at Croft. So we've done a little bit of mileage. Yeah. Enough, but as drivers we always want a little bit more, naturally. So even if you've done 10, you want 12. If you want 12, you want 15. So there's all you'd always want more. But I think actually our pre-season testing this year has been more efficient than we had last year. Last year was rubbish. We had 6 days, and in those 6 days we maybe did 5 laps of dry running. It was rubbish. We could never validate any changes. We made loads of updates to the car that we never got a chance actually to prove if they were better or not. So we kind of had to just stick with them. Hence why every weekend we were going in going, ooh, wonder where it's going to be this weekend. And that has been one of those things that I think now we feel in a stronger place. We feel more confident because actually the pre-season testing that we've done has been so effective that we've been able to actually go, the changes that we've made have made the car better. And we've got a base. We know what we've got. We know what we haven't got. We know what we still need to improve. But I think actually we can be in a really, really strong place from a mental perspective to know that we've done quite well so far.
And what have you made of the new power from the hybrid?
If I'm honest, I've not used it.
Ah, okay.
I tell a lie. We've used it on an outlap or a cool-down lap just to make sure it works. But in terms of testing, I've yet to deploy it. It'll probably be something we have to use tomorrow just to validate exactly what it does. But what I didn't want to do is chaos ourselves in terms of testing, because testing is so much about consistency and staying the same every single time you go out and making sure you can validate the changes, that I didn't suddenly want to throw in an unknown with some hybrid thrown into there as well. So I've yet to use it. From what I've heard, it's got some punch to it, which is exciting. I think it means that the hybrid power and performance that we've got on the button will now be more effective, that when we deploy you'll actually start to see cars having an even bigger deficit, and we always noticed it last year and the year before, but I think now with the power that's there will be even greater, which is great.
Your teammate Tom Chilton was telling me that it's going to change strategies and change the way that races are run, because you know you're going to have to get used to suddenly being able to pass very quickly and at the last minute.
I don't know how much of an overlap we're going to get off it, but it will certainly mean from a driver's perspective the braking points are changing, the gears that we're in may well be different as well. So actually, I think from that perspective is where it will be very different. And I think will we see some carnage from it? We might see a couple of incidents, certainly. But I think actually we'll maybe start to notice more mistakes coming in from drivers, where suddenly we're going into a braking zone maybe 15, 20 mile an hour faster than we have done previously. And that may be where it catches us out. But I'm sure within, you know, at the end of the first race weekend, we'll all have worked it out. And even then we'll still saying, oh, we want more performance from the hybrid, because once you've got used to it a few laps, you'll want more after that anyway. But you know what we're like.
Last season is in the history books. It was nip and tuck. It was an exciting season last year. I suspect it's going to be just as exciting and just as close this year.
I think it'll be even tighter, really? If I'm honest. Yeah. With the way that the way that sort of Ash and his team set a precedent from last year of the performance that car had, it's meant that everyone has had to up their game. It's meant that we've all had to look at every aspect of what we're doing and go through everything with a fine-tooth comb, because there's not one thing in the BTCC that unlocks performance. You never have a singular golden bullet, should we call it that, or a silver bullet, where you shoot it and it finds you a huge amount of time. There's a lot of small bits, and that can be everything from the preparation of the car, to the driver's mental state, through to the general updates and improvements that you've made to the car. And I think that's where we feel strong this year, actually, is that we look at the operation as a whole from each individual sector, and we've improved in every one of those. And I think that puts us in an incredibly strong place, because from the way pre-season's gone, it feels good. It feels really, really good, and it's encouraging, it's exciting. Mm. The move to Droitwich to move in with the team dynamics into the team dynamics facility has been eye-opening. It's been incredible to see why team dynamics was such a powerhouse of the BTCC for so many years. It's clear to see. You've only got to walk around the facility to go, this makes total sense. And that means that we're all in a good place. It means that we all know that actually the preparation on the car is fantastic. The guys and girls that we have working on the car are all fantastic, because it means the environment that they've been prepping the car in is superb. It's that whole global effect of everything feeling good, which is exciting.
It's going to be a close season. I agree with you, I think, as you say. And there's you, and there's Ash, and there's Colin, and you know, two or three other drivers who everybody else wants to beat. And that's just the nature of the last couple of seasons, isn't it? You want to be at the front. You want to be the person with the target on your back this season, don't you?
I feel more determined than I ever had done to take it back. I feel more determined now to win it than I maybe ever did wanting to win it in the first instance. I think that's a strange thing to say, but I think because you've won it once, you know what it takes. You know how to do it. You know what you need in your armory to be able to do it. So you can start to just put things in place to make sure you can give yourself the best chance to do that. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. If you look around, it's going to be a case of the same kind of names at the front, I think. There'll be a couple of new names in there. I'm certain of that. But it's going to have to be fast and consistent again. I think that is going to be the key. If you look at where we were last year, and as I say, I never felt that we were in a good place last year from a car performance perspective. That's no one's fault. That's a byproduct of where our pre-season left us. And we were the only one to be able to take it down to the wire with Ash. And we were lacking. I feel like we're in a place that we're not lacking now, and that's a powerful place to be.
Absolutely. And a good team as well. I was saying to Ronan before that it seemed that there was a good cohesion between the four of you in the team last year. He says it's even better going into the season.
I think so, yeah. I think we all have to deal with Tom. He's a nightmare to deal with. Honestly, he's such a diva. He wants his tea bring in at exactly the same time all the time. So he's hard work, if I'm honest. And Ronan and Nick are no different. So it's it's a difficult place to be, but we all pull together, and we all work very well as a team. We all get on very well. We all have a laugh, and it feels like you're in the true definition of the word. You're with team mates. I think that's the really nice place to be with that.
Yeah. You mentioned before that wanting to win it this year probably more than ever.
Yep.
Is part of that also because of that natural adrenaline burst that you must have got when you crossed the line at Brands Hatch in the year that you won it, and you want that back as well? It's the drug of winning.
I said the feeling that you got when you crossed the line to win the championship is incredible. If you were able to bottle that emotion and sell it, you'd need half a spray of it, and you could sell that half a spray for £1 million, because honestly it is like nothing else you will ever experience in your lifetime. So of course that's what you want again. You want to chase that, but you want the satisfaction of knowing all the hard work has paid off. I think that's absolutely hit the nail on the head. That's the most powerful thing.
Your own fragrance. How about that? Odor Ingram.
I wonder what it would be.
Answers on a postcard.
I'll leave people to comment.
Fantastic. It's clearly the aspiration for you this year is to win.
Yep.
Consistency. You can be quick. You can win races. You don't have to win every race. Consistency is the key, and you have proven that. Is that going to be the best tool in your armoury this year?
Yeah, a wise man once said, a pointsy weekend is a good weekend. I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was. He was a very wise, as a good-looking man as well. I can't remember what his name was. But I think that is absolutely true. We've got to be there every weekend. Of course you've got to be there every weekend, because you've got to be there as I've said on numerous occasions, it's not your good weekends that win it for you, it's your bad weekends. Making sure your bad weekends aren't catastrophic, that's what wins it for you, not your good weekends.
I'm sure you're going to have a brilliant season. It'd be great to watch. I'll enjoy chatting to you about it throughout the season. The very best of luck for that. As you know, I quite like to kick the season off with a couple of sidebar questions.
Okay, fantastic.
So I've got five. You need to choose two numbers between one and five, and that'll determine the questions I ask you.
Okay, so three and four.
Three and four. Number three, which driver, living or dead, would you most like to race against?
I've raced against quite a few of them with Goodwood and other bits and pieces that. But
how was Goodwood, by the way?
Fantastic. Yeah. It was very good. Laura Aiello.
Oh, why?
Just fast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just fast. Never really, incredibly aggressive because he never had to be. But I think he was always, considering he was almost a one-year wonder, I think he'd be a cool guy to race against.
Excellent. So you said three and four, didn't you? So
I did.
Four. Which would you prefer, to be rich or famous?
Rich. All day long.
Everybody said this. Nobody wants to be poor. Absolutely. Excellent. Well, you enrich our lives, Tom, as always, and it's always a pleasure to chat to you. Have a great season.
Thank you very much indeed.